All right, so we're diving deep today. We're talking all about the new MacBook Pro M4
Oh,
Pro.
yeah.
Specifically, we're looking at this article from NextGadget Insights, MacBook Pro M4 Pro, the power every professional needs, and really trying to unpack like what is it about this new machine that has everybody so excited?
I think what Apple did here is they've really like upped the ante. This isn't just, a little spec bump. They've really kind of pushed the envelope with this.
No, I totally agree. And just starting with like the core of the machine, this M4 Pro chip, NextGadget Insights calls it a revolution. And honestly, when you look at the specs, I can't really argue with that. 14-core CPU, up to 64 GB of unified memory, support for Thunderbolt 5. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, and it really translates to some real-world benefits. I mean, the M4 Pro is like up to three times faster than the previous M1 Pro. So what that means for you is like you're going to be able to render those complex 3D models in a fraction of the time. You're going to be able to edit that high-res video with buttery smooth playback. It's a whole new level of performance.
Okay, so it's fast, but like, help me quantify that. Like, what do these benchmarks actually mean for someone using this for their everyday work?
Well, let's look at Geekbench. The M4 Pro scored 3,910 on single core, a whopping 22,822 on multi-core.
Wow.
And I mean, that's desktop level performance. A lot of desktops would struggle to hit those numbers. So you're basically carrying around a desktop and a laptop.
Yeah, it's like a portable workstation. It's crazy. But power isn't everything, right? What about the design and the eco-friendliness of this MacBook Pro?
Yeah, you're right. It's not just about power, it's also about responsible innovation. And the new MacBook Pro is made with 100% recycled aluminum. Comes in those sleek, space black and classic silver. Plus, even the packaging is fiber-based, so cutting down on that plastic waste.
Yeah, I feel like that really speaks to Apple's larger commitment to sustainability, which, that's a big deal for a lot of people these days.
It is. And they're, investing in initiatives to reduce their carbon footprint, to promote responsible sourcing. So it's not just about, this one machine. It's kind of a larger picture thing.
For sure. Now, one thing that really caught my eye in this article is the Retina XDR display. I mean, nanotexture glass, peak brightness of 1600 nits for HDR content, promotion technology with adaptive refresh rates up to 120 hertz. I mean, these are all like really cool sounding things, but break it down for me. What does this mean for somebody who works with visuals, like a photographer or a video editor?
Well, imagine this. You're editing a photo and you can see every single detail, every subtle color variation. It's just perfect clarity. Or you're watching a video and the motion is just buttery smooth because of that 120 hertz refresh rate.
Yeah.
And then the nanotexture glass. That's a dream come true for anyone who like works in challenging lighting conditions. It eliminates glare, so you can really focus on your work.
So it sounds like for a visual professional, this display is kind of a game changer, but a machine is obviously more than just its display. So how does the MacBook Pro M4 Pro handle connectivity, the camera, and audio?
Okay, well, this is where it gets really exciting. We're talking Thunderbolt 5, 120 gram speeds, expanded external display support. You can connect multiple high-resolution displays and basically create this like massive visual workspace. And then the 12 MP center stage camera, intelligent tracking, desk view, which uses the ultra-wide camera to show off your workspace during video calls. Pretty innovative.
Yeah, I'm picturing like architects showing off their 3D models, or designers like presenting their latest creations all from their laptop. Pretty amazing. What about the audio? Is it just as impressive?
Oh, yeah. They didn't skimp on the audio. They've packed in a six-speaker sound system with spatial audio, so you get that like really immersive listening experience. And then the microphones are studio quality. Yeah. Directional beamforming, so your voice is always going to come through crystal clear, even if you're in a noisy environment.
So it sounds like so far the MacBook Pro M4 Pro is checking all the boxes. But there's one more thing I'm always curious about, especially with these powerful machines. Battery life. The article mentions up to 24 hours on a single charge. Is that even possible with something this powerful?
Well, the M4 Pro chip is incredibly power efficient. Like,
Yes.
we're looking at 2 to 4 hours more battery life than the previous models.
Really?
Yeah. So you can actually work all day long without needing to be tethered to an outlet.
I mean, that's freedom right there. That's incredible. It seems like Apple has really struck this amazing balance with this machine, raw power and incredible efficiency all packed into this sleek, sustainable design.
They really have. And it makes you think, this level of performance and portability, what limitations are you willing to challenge? What new creative possibilities open up for you?
Those are some big questions, maybe a little too philosophical for right now. But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, let's dive into some of the more specific features and customization options that make this MacBook Pro so unique.
Yeah, let's get into how you can really tailor this machine to your specific workflow. Talking about like memory options, storage options, and how it integrates with all that software that you need to get your work done.
Yeah, so let's dig into that customization a little bit. I mean, the unified memory architecture really opens up some interesting possibilities here. You can configure these MacBooks with anywhere from 16 GB to a massive 128 GB of RAM.
Wow.
And the SSD storage, I mean, you can go from 512 GB all the way up to 8 TB.
Okay.
So you can really build this MacBook Pro to handle almost any professional workflow you can throw at it.
Yeah, so it sounds like the hardware is definitely there, but what about the software side of things? How does the M4 Pro actually handle those really demanding applications that professionals rely on? Well, that's where it really shines. The M4 Pro runs professional software like Adobe Creative Suite, Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, incredibly well. We're talking significant performance boosts, efficiency gains across the board.
Oh, wow. So if I'm a graphic designer or a video editor or a music producer, this is like the dream machine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Imagine working on a complex video editing project in Final Cut Pro and your rendering times are suddenly cut in half.
Oh, wow.
Or you're creating these intricate 3D models in Blender.
Yeah.
And it's just effortless. I mean, the possibilities are really exciting.
That's awesome. You know, one thing we keep kind of touching on but haven't really dug into is Apple's commitment to sustainability, to being eco-friendly. And it seems like the MacBook Pro M4 Pro is kind of a key part of that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know, it's impressive that their commitment goes beyond just using like recycled materials.
Right.
They're actually making these big investments and initiatives to reduce their overall carbon footprint, promote responsible sourcing. It's not just about this one product. Hmm. It's their whole supply chain.
Yeah. The article mentions a few of these initiatives, like the Restore Fund, the Clean Water Program, and their push for renewable energy. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Sure. So in the Restore Fund, that aims to remove 1 million metric tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere every year.
Wow.
That's pretty ambitious. The Clean Water Program, that's helped their suppliers achieve a 42% water recycling rate. And that saved like billions of gallons of water.
That's incredible.
And then their investments in renewable energy, especially in China, are really helping them transition their manufacturing processes to cleaner sources of power.
Yeah, it sounds like they're really like putting their money where their mouth is, you know, when it comes to sustainability. And it's cool that like choosing this MacBook Pro M4 Pro is kind of a way to align yourself with those values too, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, consumers are becoming more aware of the environmental impact of the tech they buy.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's encouraging to see that companies like Apple are really listening and making sustainability a core part of that they do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, so we've covered a lot of ground, you know, the M4 Pro chip, its performance, that sleek and sustainable design, the Retina XDR display, all the connectivity and multimedia features, the crazy battery life, even Apple's dedication to the environment. Is there anything we've missed?
Well, you know, we've touched on the M4 Pro being like significantly faster than the M1 chips.
Right.
But I don't think we've, you know, really looked at the numbers. The M4 Pro is actually up to 1.8 times faster at processing tasks, which is a huge leap.
Wow.
Video editing, 84% faster in Puget Bench Premiere Pro tests. So these are real, tangible gains, you know, mean time savings and increased productivity for you.
Yeah. And for those who love to geek out on those benchmark scores, you know, the article highlights the Geekbench 6.1 results, 3,910 single core, 22,822 multi-core. Can you just put those numbers in perspective?
I mean, those are impressive scores, like even by desktop standards. It really speaks to the power and efficiency of this chip.
Yeah.
You're essentially getting like desktop level performance, but you know, in a compact portable laptop.
It's wild. I mean, the MacBook Pro M4 Pro really seems to be pushing the boundaries of what's possible in professional computing, you know? It must be really exciting to see like professionals across different industries, you know, embracing this tech and finding new ways to like unleash their creativity.
It is, yeah. It really sparks a lot of conversations about the future of work, creativity, technology, all of it.
Totally, totally. We still have more to uncover, though. We haven't even gotten into like the details of Thunderbolt 5 or those camera and audio upgrades. What about Thunderbolt 5? What can you tell us about that?
Well, Thunderbolt 5 is really like a massive leap forward in connectivity. We're talking speeds up to 120 grams, which is I mean, mind-blowing.
120 grams. I mean, is that even like, I don't even know, like, what does that actually mean for somebody who's working with like large files or external drives?
Well, think about it like this. You could transfer like a massive 4K video file in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
Or you could work with external storage arrays that feel just as responsive as your internal drive.
Mm.
I mean, that's the kind of speed we're talking about with Thunderbolt 5. And it's not just speed, it also expands, you know, what you can do with external displays.
Yeah, the article mentions, like, you can connect up to 2 external displays with resolutions as high as 6K at 60 hertz, 8K at 60 hertz. I mean, is all that really necessary?
Yeah, some professionals, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, having that much screen real estate is a game changer. Mm-hmm. Think about video editors who are working with multiple streams of footage.
Right.
Or graphic designers who need to see their work across, you know, a really wide canvas.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about maximizing your productivity and your creative potential.
Yeah. So. I can see how that would be like amazing for certain workflows. And Thunderbolt 5, it gets a power boost too, right?
Yeah, up to 240W. And that's enough to charge like even the most demanding devices. And the best part is Thunderbolt 5 is backwards compatible. So you don't have to like replace all your old peripherals right away. You can kind of transition smoothly while still taking advantage of, you know, the latest tech.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about something that's like become so essential for remote work and collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
The camera and audio. The MacBook Pro M4 Pro comes with this 12 MP center stage camera with intelligent tracking. Is this like having my own personal camera operator following me around during video calls?
It's pretty close. The center stage camera uses machine learning to keep you perfectly framed in the shot, even if you move around.
Nice.
And the low light performance has been improved, so you're always going to look your best no matter what the lighting situation is.
And then there's desk view, which I'm really curious about. It uses the ultra wide camera to show your workspace, so I can see that being really useful, like for presentations or if you need to show off like physical objects or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Imagine you're a product designer and you want to give a virtual tour of your latest prototype.
Right.
You can just seamlessly switch between showing your face and showing that prototype on your desk. Just a simple feature, but can add a whole new dimension to like online collaboration.
Yeah, that's really cool. And let's not forget about the audio. The MacBook Pro M4 Pro, it's got that 6-speaker sound system with spatial audio, which is supposed to, you know, create this more immersive listening experience. And then studio quality mics with directional beamforming. So your voice should always sound clear, even if you're in a noisy environment. It's like they really thought of everything.
They did. Whether you're on a video conference call, recording a podcast, or just, you know, listening to your favorite music, the audio quality is fantastic.
Awesome. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the MacBook Pro M4 Pro, like, what are your final thoughts? What stands out to you the most about this machine?
You know, what really strikes me is how they've managed to like combine raw power with efficiency, sleek design with sustainability, cutting edge technology with like user-friendly features.
Right.
It's not just a laptop. It's a platform for pushing creative boundaries.
I love that. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, this deep dive has given you a good understanding of what the MacBook Pro M4 Pro has to offer and maybe even like sparked some ideas about how this tech could, you know, enhance your own work or creative projects.
Yeah. And going back to that question we posed earlier,
yeah,
with the machine this capable, what are you going to create? What boundaries are you going to push?
Yeah, those are great questions. I think we'll leave it there. Be sure to check out that full Next Gadget Insights article, MacBook Pro M4 Pro, The Power Every Professional Needs, to learn even more. And thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
No.